At the ripe old age of 20, I had a trial with Millwall. I spent a week with them. I did really well, but they still didn't sign me. I had a real job by then and came away feeling that the whole thing had been a big fat waste of time. I couldn't see what Millwall got out of it either. You take somebody on trial for a week, he clearly does well, you usher him out of the door again. I came to understand what it was all about later, though. The odd thing was that some of the hardcore Millwall fans had seen me or heard that I'd done well. Fans can be funny about players that have slipped through their net. The footballers who almost played for their team always stick in their minds. Of course, clubs like to bullshit their fans too. It sugarcoats reality. The reality here was that both Watford and Millwall rejected me. If I had rejected them, I'd be the first to say it. Yet later, whenever I went back to play at those two stadiums, especially the Den, I would be roundly booed by the fans. They felt that I rejected the idea of playing for them, not the other way round. Why would I have done that? 12-year-old me telling Elton John, look, take your club and stick it where the sun don't shine, Rocket Man, right?